the announcement of the resignation of the Pope, I sat down with Dr. Leslie A. Baines, Associate Professor at Missouri State University, to discuss this. This is what she had to say.
To shape the direction of the church any more than if he had died, right? Now, it is unusual because while there have been popes who have resigned before, it's been several hundred years since this has happened. But I, from what I know about this, which is as much as anybody can know just from reading the news reports, I don't have any special line to the Pope, right? I respect the Pope for what he's done. Before he became Pope, he actually wrote in a book that he thought that there would be a good case for a pontiff, that's another word for a pope, for a pontiff to resign if he was not able to fulfill his duties. So this is something, obviously, that he thought was a viable thing to do before he ever had any idea that he was going to become a pope, and he's putting it into action now. Evidently, the Pope has really been going down in terms of his physical health. He's been moving from place to place in a mechanized car. And I think he just does not want to repeat what he saw happen with his predecessor, John Paul II, where John Paul II held on way too long. Now, it is, of course, typical that the Pope dies, and that's when a new Pope is elected. But because of our advances in medical technology now, people can hang on sort of in that very indeterminate phase much longer than they used to be able to, right? They can be alive, but yet not really functioning. And I think that Benedict did not want to see that happen.
So I have also read that there could be a rise of a pope from like South Africa or like the Latin community. Do you think that could be a true statement?
Oh, yes, definitely. Pope Benedict became pope in 2005, and one of the favorites to become pope was a certain Cardinal Arinze, who is from Nigeria. The little glancing around the internet that I have done, Cardinal Arinze has now emerged once again as one of the top contenders.
I've heard he's got pretty good odds in his favor.
Yes, so I would be more than happy for many reasons if Cardinal Arinze would become our next pope. He's a very good man, and I think it would be great to have a non-European be pope. It would be a marvelous thing for the church and the world.
Traditionally, they come out of Italy. Is that
traditionally they do come out of Italy? Yeah. Now it's not only Italy. Of course, John Paul II was Polish, and Benedict was German, but the vast majority of popes have been Italian.
Major news organizations such as the USA Today have said the resignation have left people in shock. For the Springfield Report, I'm Julie Baker.